From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. NPR is projecting that Senator Hillary Clinton won today's West Virginia primary. She was expected to finish ahead of Senator Barack Obama by a wide margin. Obama, who leads in the delegate count, had in effect conceded the state in advance, saying he was looking ahead to the next contest and the November election. Senator Clinton's advisers said today's win shows her depth of support. And joining me now is NPR's Mara Liasson, who covers politics for NPR. Welcome, Mara.
Hello, Noah.
What about saying that this big win today in West Virginia shows there is a great depth of support for Senator Clinton?
There is. There is a great depth of support for Senator Clinton and the Democratic Party. It just wasn't as deep or as wide as the support that Obama had. This has been an extremely tight contest. These were two giant figures, and they battled each other almost to a draw. But the Democratic primary rules are the rules, and he looks like he's on his way to getting the 2025 delegates that the rules say you need to clinch the nomination. But she does have a lot of support in the party. There's no doubt about it. And certainly, as the two of them have split the Democratic Party neatly along demographic lines, she certainly has the support of different demographic groups than he does.
Now, you could call it a big win for Clinton. You could call it a big loss for Obama. Will that hurt his standings, a big loss?
One of the remaining tests for Obama that he has failed in state after state after state is with white working class voters. And at times she's almost taunted him with that, you know, that he just can't win these voters and these are the voters we need to win in the fall. It was a big loss for Obama. On the other hand, he barely competed in West Virginia. It's not going to hurt his overall standing for the nomination. It's not going to derail what looks like his prohibitive lead. But he does have a weakness. His weakness has been exposed by Senator Clinton, and you could say that was a favor she did for him, which is he does not do very well among white working class voters, particularly men. Now, the last Democratic candidate nominee who actually won white men was Lyndon Johnson. So John Kerry and Al Gore had a similar problem, and there certainly is no evidence to suggest that simply because he didn't get these votes in a primary, a very, very closely contested primary, he won't win most of them back in the fall.
Let's take a look a week ahead to Oregon and Kentucky. What do you see in the voting there?
Well, next Tuesday is likely to be one of those split primary nights, not unlike Indiana and North Carolina, where he's projected to do very well in Oregon. It's his kind of state. She's projected to do very well in Kentucky. Kentucky is a lot like West Virginia, a lot like Pennsylvania and Ohio without the big cities. So it's kind of Pennsylvania and Ohio stripped of the pockets of Obama support. I think that they should each get a win next Tuesday.
Senator Clinton will address her supporters in Charleston, and we'll bring the audience that speech tonight. Senator Obama is in Missouri. He won that primary, so Missouri is a fall election state for him.
Absolutely, and that is what he's doing now. He's turning his attention to the fall election. He's barely mentioning Clinton at all in his speeches. He's focused almost solely on John McCain. He went to Missouri because Missouri is a bellwether state. It's in a very important swing state. And don't forget, he did win the primary there, but by a hair. That was probably one of his smallest margins of victory in the primary battle. But that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be visiting primary states, and particularly he's going to be visiting Michigan and Florida, which are the two states that the Democrats still haven't resolved the sticky problem that they got themselves into with whether or not and how to seat the Michigan and Florida delegations. He's signaled he is open to a compromise there. He wants to get that resolved pretty quickly because the Democrats want those states in November.
Our thanks to NPR's Mara Liasson.